other people. I asked how many doctors he had.
And he said that what we were talking about, we wouldn't have any trouble to do it tonight, you know.
Yeah, well, the our people say that it's still a very strange situation. They wouldn't feel that they could take a chance of taking him outside that building. Now, can we get these fellows? I hear they got some high-powered rifles up there that have been shooting sporadically. Can we get that stopped? How many people have you got there? We hear you only got 50.
Well, I have approximately 200 there now, Mr. President.
That's you got 200?
Sir, about 200.
Yeah, well, now let me get in touch with my people.
We don't have it. 210 of 12 patrolmen, you see.
I see. Well, now let me get my people back
I'm
again.
I'm doing everything in the world.
That's right. Well, we got to get this situation under control. That's much more important than anything else.
Well, that's right.
Let me talk to my people. Let me tell them, find out what the situation is there. They called me a few minutes ago and said they had some high-powered rifles there, so we don't want to stop
Mr.
moving
President,
anybody around.
People are wiring me and calling me saying, well, you've given up. I said, I had to say, no, I'm not giving up. Not giving up any fight.
Yeah, but we don't
I never give up. I have courage and faith and we'll win this fight, you understand? That's just the Mississippi people.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't think anybody, even in Mississippi or anyplace else, wants a lot of people killed.
Oh, no, no.
And that's what, Governor, that's the most important thing.
I'll issue any statement any time about peace and violence.
Well, now, here's what we could do. Let's get the maximum number of your state police to get that situation so we don't have sporadic firing. I will be in touch with my people, and then you and I will be talking again in a few minutes about see what we got there then.
All right.
Thank you, Governor.
All right.
I'll be back.